A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And yesterday afternoon at Marlins Park, the Marlins were looking to avoid a sweep in their last of three against the Los Angeles Dodgers. It was a matchup between a pair of lefties in Chris O'Grady and Rich Hill. And with a recap, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, baseball's best team came to town this weekend, and the Dodgers looked like the best team in baseball in sweeping a three-game series from the Marlins. They took the series opener in dramatic fashion here Friday night, 6-4. They were able to win 7-1 in Game 2 on Saturday, and this afternoon the Dodgers hang on for a 3-2 victory. So L.A. rolls on at the Marlins' expense. Marlins trying to slow down the hottest team in baseball, and they sent rookie lefty Chris O'Grady to the mound in this ball game to try to make that happen. O'Grady making just his second big league start after winning in his debut in San Francisco last Saturday. In the first inning, the Dodgers came out swinging. Logan Forsyth, a 380-foot blast to the warning track in center field. The Yelich got back and caught in front of the wall. Corey Seager, a 384-foot blast to the warning track in center field. The Yelich got back and caught for out number two. But after two loud outs, O'Grady couldn't get Justin Turner. 2-1 to Turner is driven out to left center. Another ball hit a long way. Back goes Ozuna at the wall. He climbs that wall but can't get it. It's into the Clevelander. Justin Turner with his 11th long ball of the season. And the Dodgers strike first. They take a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first. Now the first three hitters in this ball game combined to hit balls 1,150 feet off Chris O'Grady. But the Dodgers had just the one run on the homer by Turner. Cody Bellinger struck out to end the first inning. L.A. up at that point, 1-0. The Dodgers would extend their lead in the third. A one-out walk to Logan Forsyth. He took third base on a Corey Seager single. Men at the corners for Justin Turner again.
Here's the 1-1 to Turner. He swings and drives one to right field. It'll back Stanton up. He's moving to his left. He makes the catch. Forsyth tagging from third. Is it going to be a play at the plate? No. Forsyth scores from third on the sacrifice fly by Turner. Seager will advance the second on the throw from Stanton, and the Dodgers have a 2-0 lead.
And with Rich Hill hanging zeros on the mound for L.A., it stayed 2-0 Dodgers into the fourth inning. A leadoff triple by Chris Taylor. The Dodgers were in business right out of the shoot against O'Grady. Man at third, nobody out for the former Marlins farmhand, Austin Barnes.
The 0-1 swinging a drive back up the middle. Yelich is going to have to play it on a hop. The Dodgers have a 3-0 lead. Dodgers catcher Austin Barnes singles the center. And now the Dodgers back in business here in the fourth.
Well, O'Grady came back to retire the next three in a row, striking out Kike Hernandez and Trace Thompson and getting the pitcher Hill to bounce to second. It was 3-0 Dodgers into inning number five. Leading off the Dodgers' fifth against O'Grady, second baseman Logan Forsyth. 2-1 to Forsyth is hit in the air, out to left center and deep. Yelich onto the warning track, feeling for the wall, leaping, and he caught it right up against the wall. What a play by Yelich for the first out in inning number five. It was a great defensive afternoon for the Marlins outfield. That wasn't even the play of the day. That's coming up. In the bottom of the fifth, down 3-0, the Marlins got something going finally against Rich Hill. A one-out double by A.J. Ellis. He went to third base on a single by J.T. Riddle. Marlins to the corners. Don Mattingly sent Ichiro to the plate to pinch hit for the pitcher O'Grady. Hill the 2-2, and Ichiro bounce it back up the middle. Off the pitcher's hand, going to roll out to shortstop. Base hit Ichiro. In from third, Ellis. The Marlins are on the board. It's a 3-1 game in the fifth. For Ichiro, career base hit number 3,055. He ties Ricky Henderson for 23rd on the all-time Major League Baseball hits list. That would be it for the Marlins, though, in that inning. With first and second and one out, Hill was able to strike out Martin Prado, and then he got Giancarlo to bounce to third, and he was out of the fifth. Dodgers on top 3-1. Both starting pitchers done after five. Chris O'Grady, five innings, five hits, three runs. Walked two, struck out six, allowed the Justin Turner home run. He threw 91 pitches, 55 strikes. Meanwhile, Rich Hill, five innings, five hits, one run. Didn't walk anybody, struck out nine today. He threw 94 pitches, 62 of which were strikes. Nick Whitgren, first man out of the bullpen for Miami. He got the sixth inning. He got Chris Taylor on a foul pop-up to the first baseman, Tyler Moore. He got Austin Barnes on a good play at shortstop by J.T. Riddle. And with two outs and the bases empty, he was looking for 1-2, three inning facing one-time Marlin, Kike Hernandez. 2-1 to Hernandez is in the air to left. That's going to send Ozuna back. onto the track in front of the Clevelander. He's climbing the wall, and he caught it. He brought a home run back to end the inning. Second time Ozuna's done that this season. What a play, Marcell Ozuna. He climbed the wall, and he went up over the wall. He robbed Kike Hernandez of a surefire home run. Marcell Ozuna did it April 16th against the Mets' Wilmer Flores. He did it here today. That is our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Miami Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. So it stayed at that point a 3-1 game. Nick Whitgren, Harlan Garcia, Kyle Bearclaw, David Phelps, and Dustin McGowan would work four scoreless innings out of the bullpen for the Marlins, so they did their part. After Josh Field struck out two in a perfect sixth inning for the Dodgers, Luis Avilan pitched a scoreless seventh inning. He allowed one out double to A.J. Ellis, but Ellis was doubled off of second on a soft line drive to first hit by J.T. Riddles. So that extinguished that opportunity for the Marlins. Then in the eighth, facing Brandon Morrow, pinch hitter D. Gordon led off with an infield single. He went to second base and a ground out by Martin Prado. Giancarlo then, representing the tying run facing Morrow, struck out for the second out in the eighth inning. With Christian Yelich coming up, Kenley Jansen came out of the bullpen. Dave Roberts is looking to get a four-out save from his perfect closer. Jansen, with Yelich at the plate, committed a balk. That sent D. Gordon to third base with two outs. And Yelly trying to cut into the 3-1 Dodgers lead.
The 1-2 to Yelich, a chopper back the mound, up the middle of the base hit. It's a 3-2 ball game. Christian Yelich comes through in the bottom half of the eighth inning. It was a 1-2 count. Jansen tried to pound him in. Forsyth was shading Yelich to pull on the right side of the infield, and he banged it back up the middle. The Marlins creeping closer. It's 3-2 here in the eighth.
Well, they would make things very interesting with Marcell Ozuna following with a single. So down by a run, the Marlins had met at first and second against Jansen with two outs in the eighth inning. But pinch hitter Justin Bour struck out, and this one went to the ninth. Dodgers 3 and the Marlins 2. Jansen stayed out there in the bottom of the ninth. He struck out Derek Dietrich looking to begin the inning. He got A.J. Ellis swinging for the second out. So the Marlins down a run, down to their final out. J.T. Riddle, the last hope, facing Kenley Jansen. Jansen, the 0-2, swinging a hot smash to third, to his knees to field it. Turner gets up, throws to first, and the Dodgers close it out. L.A. wins it 3-2. Kenley Jansen, a 1-2-3 ninth. Dodgers have come to town and swept this three-game series. They take the season series to the Marlins 6-1. Final today, the Dodgers 3, the Marlins 2 for L.A. 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors, 9 men left. For the Marlins, 2 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They strand 6. Rich Hill, your winning pitcher, he's 6-4. Chris O'Grady, the loser, 1-1. For Kenley Jansen, save number 23. Time of the game, 3 hours, 18 minutes. And we played this one in front of 22,119. Dodgers improved to 64-29. They've won 9 straight, one short of equaling their season high. They've won 12 of 13. They've gone 29-4 in their last 33 games. They're now 25-18 on the road. As for the Marlins, well, they've lost 3 in a row. They fall to 41-49, including 21-24 here at Marlins Park. Now, some news from the Marlins clubhouse post-game today. Don Mattingly has just made it official. We've talked about the fact that Marlins are TBA for the Tuesday game against the Phillies, and we had speculated that Adam Conley might be the guy to get the call. Well, it's official now. Adam Conley will pitch. He'll be brought up from AAA in New Orleans. He'll start against the Phillies Tuesday in the second game of that three-game series. And that's that. Some post-game news from downstairs.
Marlins come up short in Game 3 yesterday afternoon, swept by the Dodgers, still in search of their first win here in the second half of the 2017 season. Tonight, the Phillies are in town for the first of three. It's a matchup between Tom Kohler and Jared Eichhoff. It's a 7:10 first pitch from Marlins Park. We'll be on the air at 6:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll join us along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.